It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Valdemir A. Zinkenkoff, an accounting clerk in the Moldavian town of Kishinev in Russia, always listened to his wife's advice. In 1947, Mrs. Zinkenkoff advised him to go into hiding after he woke up from a drinking spree and found that he had lost 400 valuable rationing cards entrusted to him by his boss. From 1947 to 1969, 22 years, the frightened clerk stayed in a small room of his house and never stepped outside. In 1969, Mrs. Zinkenkoff died, and Valdemir went to the police to turn himself in. You know, Valdemir was like so many people. Too many of us, when we're faced with some problem, always try to do our best to avoid the problem rather than facing it. This is what Valdemir did. He hid from the problem, ran from it, hoping it would go away. He was unwilling to face up to the situation, so he wasted 22 years of his life hiding from the problem. We never solve any problem by running or hiding from it. We solve our problems only as we meet and deal with them as best we can. True, no problem is pleasant, but pleasant or not, we still must deal with them. Remember the Galilean? He had a way of dealing with his problems. He never ran from them. He never hid. He faced them, met them head on as they came. He was prepared for them. I guess we could learn from that, to be prepared. It's what some of our modern-day business people call being on top of the problem. But it's hard to be on top of a problem that you aren't prepared for. Then, too, the Galilean had confidence that there was no problem big enough to whip him and his Creator. He had full confidence in that. He never doubted it, never wavered in his firm belief that his Father was sufficient for all occasions. And you know, it's something of worth in that also, to have faith that our Creator is there, come what may, to know that He will never forsake us, never leave us alone. It gives a person the ability to face problems that others run and hide from. Oh, there was one other thing about the carpenter. He was willing to face any problem that lay before him with full confidence and assurance that he could accept the solution offered. True, he did not always have the solution he wanted. Remember the cross? But staying true to his Father and himself, he took the solution that came and made it work. And there's some medicine in that for us also, to do our best, to trust our Father, and to be willing to take even the unwanted and undeserved solutions, if necessary, and to turn them into constructive situations. Incidentally, this way of dealing with our problems sure beats hiding. Ask Valdemir Zinkenkoff. After hiding for 22 years, he was told that the cards he had lost while on the drinking spree were found in his desk drawer. Incidentally, they were found on the day he went into hiding some 22 years earlier.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.